Welcome to Season 3 of the Faith-Filled Entrepreneur Podcast. We are growing and we are excited. Thank you so much to our listeners. We ask that you continue to share and download these episodes with your faith-filled entrepreneur friends. We need faith leading business more than ever right now, and we're up in our game this year to support you in this. My name is Jen Kleiber, owner of the educational consulting company Pressing Onward, creator of the Faith-Filled Entrepreneur Community, and your host as we journey through this business-building life together. Today, we have a very special guest, the content coordinator and marketing director for Pressing Onward and Faith-Filled Entrepreneur, Mrs. Amy Durham. Now, I met Amy when she was an eighth grade teacher at a school where I had been contracted to do some coaching. This girl soaked everything up. She made it her own and really saw results from her students. I noticed her willingness to learn and her work ethic right away. I asked her to come work for me part-time to be a teacher voice and really help with some of the content, but she also naturally stepped up into the marketing arena as well. I was able to bring her on full-time last year, and she has more than delivered. Everything that looks good comes from her. She is constantly learning and growing, and I am so thankful to have her on my team. So, in this two-part series, she's going to take the reins of the podcast and give you a behind-the-scenes look at some of the roles she has become so good at, along with a really awesome resource for you guys. So sit back, relax, and enjoy some goodness from Amy.
Hi, y'all. Like Jen said, my name is Amy Durham, and I am the content coordinator and marketing director for Pressing Onward and the Faith-Filled Entrepreneur. I'm so excited to hang out with you all over the next 2 weeks. I'll be sharing a little about my story, what my day-to-day tasks look like, and some tips and tricks for creating content. I might even add a little freebie. Let's dive in. Before working with Jen, I taught middle school English language arts for 6 years. Now, I know middle schoolers sometimes get a bad rap, but I loved working with them. They always kept me on my toes, and I never knew what my day was going to look like. I loved what I did and met so many amazing people along the way. But towards the end of my time in the classroom, I started to feel like something was missing. Yes, I was doing great. I loved my students. I was feeling confident in my teaching ability. But I felt like I was being pulled in another direction. I just didn't quite know what that direction was. Have you ever felt that before? Talk about a somewhat scary feeling. Like, okay, God, you're really going to have to show me what my next step is because I have no clue where you want me to go. Insert Jen. Like Jen said, she came to my school to coach teachers and really help them reach that next level. I was lucky enough to be part of her first cohort at my school and loved all of her content. I truly believed in what she was doing and knew that I wanted to be part of it in some capacity. Fast forward a little bit, and Jen brought me on part-time to help bring my perspective to the table and work on developing the content. At the end of last school year, Jen asked if I wanted to come on her team full-time. It was like I finally had an answer to those feelings I was having, and God was finally revealing to me what those next steps were. I took that leap of faith at the end of last school year and decided to leave what I knew in the comfort of that and work full-time with Jen. Shout out to my sweet husband and family for supporting this leap of faith too. When you're newlyweds and your wife tells you she wants to make a career change, it's a pretty big shift for everyone. I have learned so much the last few months about myself, my ability to learn new skills in the entrepreneur world, because we all know it's very different, and my relationship with God. Isn't it amazing to look back at your life and realize that God has orchestrated the whole thing? All the plans that you have, all the paths that you take, the interactions that you have, His hand is written over it all. So if you're like me and having those, okay, God, I know you're trying to tell me something, I just don't know what feelings, here's three verses to rely on during that season. Number one, Jeremiah 29:11. For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you hope in a future. This is always a good one, and it's one of my favorites, because it reminds me that no matter what, no matter what situation or what circumstance that you're in, God is going to take care of you. No matter where you're at in your journey, God is orchestrating it all. Psalms 3, 5 through 6. Trust in the Lord with all your heart, and do not lean on your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge Him, and He will make straight your paths. Well, this one is a little bit easier said than done. It's sometimes hard to not let our own selves get in the way of what God is doing. But I really encourage you to spend time with Him, trust Him, and be still. He will show you the way. Hebrews 13:8. Jesus Christ is the same yesterday and today and forever. Jesus never changes, and never do His promises. Trust in Him, because the promises He made to His people in the Bible are the same promises He's making to us today. I don't know about you, but that brings me so much peace, knowing that God is always going to show us where we're supposed to go, even if it takes a little bit. Thanks so much for having me today, and tune in next week to hear tips for creating content and get access to our content calendar. Have a great day, everyone.
So I want to remind everyone that if you are a business owner or you are in the planning phases of being a business owner, jump into our Facebook group, The Faith-Filled Entrepreneur, or follow us on Instagram at Jen_Kleiber to get business strategies, verses for guidance and encouragement, and just to have a community that celebrates each other, networks with each other, and prays for each other. And you can also check out jenkleiber.com to see what we have going on at Faith-Filled Entrepreneur. We've got some awesome freebies for you there. Thanks for listening. Please subscribe and download and share, and we'll be back with another episode of the Faith-Filled Entrepreneur next week.